This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Dr. Zaki Naik. Good afternoon, Sheikh Farik Naik, and then other dignitaries recognized. I greet everybody, my fellow students. Okay, concerning the first lecture by Sheikh Farik Naik, he said that the Quran, right, is the solution to the problem of humanity. Okay, so I just want to know what the problem of humanity is. Yeah, what the problem of humanity, that the Quran is the solution to the problem. That's my question.
Do you want Farid to answer or me to answer?
Sir, anyone, I don't know, anyone can answer.
Sisters asked the question that what is the solution for humanity that Islam talks about. My son Farik, he gave a full talk. Islam has the solution for alcoholism. Islam has the solution for drug addiction. Islam has the solution for pornography. He mentioned all that. I think you didn't hear his talk.
Sir, I did not hear it.
You didn't hear it. Okay. So you don't intend me to repeat his full talk again. So he gave examples how...
Okay. Sir, sorry. What's actually the problem of humanity that the Quran is the solution?
Yes, humanity has many problems. For example, humanity has more number of women than men. If every man marries one woman, there will be yet many women who will be unmarried. So Quran says in Surah Nisa chapter 4 verse number 3, marry women if a choice in twos, threes or fours. If you can't do justice, marry only one.
Okay, sorry, sir. Sorry.
Let me complete the answer. So, the full answer is in detail. I'm saying in short. Today, there's problem of terrorism. Surah Quran gives the solution. Surah Maida chapter 5, verse number 32. If anyone kills any other innocent human being, except be for murder or for corruption of land, it's as though he has killed the whole of humanity. If any human being, Muslim or non-Muslim, kills any other human being, Muslim or non-Muslim, it is as though he has killed the whole of humanity. And if anyone saves any other human being, whether Muslim or non-Muslim, innocent human being, he saved the whole of humanity. There is no scripture in the world, not even the Bible, which has any verse close to this verse of the Quran. Isn't this the solution for terrorism? Yes or no?
Okay, sir.
Today, the problem of alcoholism, every year, more than 4 million people die because of alcohol. In the Bible, the first miracle Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, did was converted water into wine.
Okay, sorry.
We don't agree with that. We don't believe that Jesus Christ did this miracle. But the Bible says that. In the Quran, Allah says in Surah Maida, chapter number 5, verse number 90, Ya you alladhina amanu, O you believe, ennamal khamru wal maisuru, most certainly intoxicant gambling, wal anzaabu wal aslamu. Dedication of stone, divination of arrows, rich to memory shaitan. These are Satan's handiwork. Absent from me that you may prosper. So Quran has the solution. If alcohol, I'm a medical doctor. I can give a talk of 1 hour, what is the problem with alcoholism? Cirrhosis of liver, pancreas, esophagus cancer. I can go on and on. What is the solution? Prohibit it. So Islam has solution to all the problems. One by one, it will take me 10 hours. So my son pointed out few problems of humanity and gave the solution and told Islam is the solution to the problems of humanity. So if you want to hear the talk again, sister, you can go on the YouTube and type Farik Naik. Is Islam the solution for humanity? And you'll get the lecture. You can see it again and inshallah you'll be convinced.
Okay, sir, please can I say something?
Sure.
Okay, sir. If there's a problem for humanity, now, we are all humans, right? And then we humans generally are supposed to have just a particular problem that can be applied to everybody.
Sorry, can you speak a bit slowly, sister?
Okay, sorry.
Slowly and loudly.
Okay, I said, if we are all humans, right?
Yes.
Now, humans generally are supposed to have a particular problems that are centered to everybody. It's not because that, okay, today she's poor, or maybe she doesn't have money, me, I'm rich. being rich or being poor is not a problem, right? Because she's rich and maybe I'm poor. That's not a problem. But what I'm saying is that a problem is supposed to be applied to everybody if it's a problem for humanity. So now, I don't know, there's something I want to like point out, because I'm a believer, I'm a Christian. Now, for you to have a problem that is applied to everybody, it's supposed to be something that everybody is should partake of it and is universal. So now, like, sin is the problem of everybody on earth. Because will not tell me that I've not done something wrong or she has not done something wrong. But sin is universal. Poverty is something that everybody, people are rich, people are poor. So it's not universal. But sin is something that is universal to everybody and it applies to everybody. And that what we saw, that was what we saw that Christ came to this earth. God came to fulfill on earth.
I heard your question, sister. Okay.
Yes,
sister is saying she is not talking about problems which are only to some people. Like she is rich, she is poor. It is a problem. Isn't she not a human being? It is a problem. It may not be a universal problem. I'll come to a universal problem afterwards. So Islam has a solution to universal problem, even to individual problem. That's the beauty of the Quran. Being poor is not a problem. If that's not a problem, then give me all your money to me. If being poor is not a problem, I challenge you today to put all your wealth in my name. Will you do it? No. Being poor is a problem. So don't tell this sister. Please don't say being poor is not a problem. Because you are rich. Just because you are rich, you are saying being poor is not a problem. I disagree with you. Wait, sister, wait. Let me complete the answer. So being poor is a problem. What is the solution? I do agree everyone is not poor. What is the solution? Zakat. Every rich person who has saving of more than nisab level, who has more than 85 grams of gold, he or she should give 2.5% in charity. If every rich person, including you, give 2.5% of their wealth in charity, poverty will be eradicated from this world. There will not be a single human being who will die of hunger. Now coming to your question, I do agree with you. Poverty is a problem for most of them, but not for everyone. Alcoholism may be a problem for some, not for everyone. I agree with you. You are telling sin is a universal problem. I disagree with you. Every child is born masoom. He's sinless. It is your wrong conception. Show me one verse in the Bible. Does the Bible say you're born with sin? You are saying you are a Christian. Everyone is born. You don't know the Bible. The Bible says in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 18, verse number 20. The soul that sinners shall die. The soul that sinners shall die. You are talking about the original sin, correct? That Adam and Eve, Adam ate the apple. Eve tempted Adam. They ate the apple. And everyone is born sinless. This is your wrong reading of your Bible. What the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel. Sister, I'm quoting from my memory. God-given computer. You can open your Bible if you want. You're a Christian, correct? In practice, I'm more Christian than a Christian than you. In practice, if Christian means following the teachings of Jesus Christ, I'm more Christian than you. I'm coming to your reply. It's mentioned in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 18, verse number 20. The soul that sinners shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither the father shall bear the iniquity of the son. That means the son shall not bear the sin of the father, neither the father shall bear the sin of the son. But if the person turns back, he shall not die. So that means, according to the Bible, sin is not inherited. In Islam, every child is born as a masoom, even if he's born to a Christian parent, born to a Hindu parent, born to a Jewish parent, or a Muslim parent. That child is sinless. So I disagree with you that sin is a universal problem. After he grows, because the beloved prophet said, if a person is a child and if he does something in ignorance, the pen is lifted. He's not responsible. He's not. If a small child does something who's 3 years old, if he does a mistake, he's not to blame. So in Islam, everyone is not sinless. That is your false teaching of the church. The Bible also says, the soul that sinners shall die. But the son does not bear the iniquity of the father. So even your example that sin is universal is a wrong example. It goes against the teaching of your Bible. But Islam has a solution even for sin. Islam, if you want to stay away from sin, follow the Quran. Follow the Quran. Quran has the solution to stay away from sin. Sin means anything you do in which you get a punishment. Follow the Quran. The Quran shows you what is good for a human being, what is bad for a human being. Hope that answers the question.